coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
It's Energy FM. We're just hijacking Gareth's show this afternoon. I'm JP with you, and we're here with Organic Roofing Solutions as well with our CONIFA Ellen Bannon update. And last time we spoke to Malcolm, we discussed the nightmare scenario where Ellen Bannon get beat and Cascadia score a hatload of goals. Unfortunately, that played out. But since then, Malcolm, it's all gone a bit Pete Tong, as they say.
Yeah, literally, JP. I mean, we put everybody in the picture of what happened. One of the other teams notified us that they believed that Brower had fielded a player that they brought into the squad after the tournament started, after their first match, which is against the tournament rules, of course. We immediately followed that up with a written email to CONIFA to ask them to send us a copy of the Brower squad list and also the team sheets from our match. We didn't receive either. We then requested and complained that we believed that this had happened. We again heard nothing from CONIFA. We then were made aware that there was a management meeting on, I'm losing track of days, but on the Monday yesterday morning. So myself and Vice President went to that meeting. At that meeting, we were given the opportunity to put forward the Ellen Bannon case, and it was stated by the General Secretary of CONIFA that the organising committee had given permission to Brower to put this player in. And obviously we said, well, if you're going to change rules, surely you must let all the other teams know, because we were in a similar boat with a lack of players, with injuries, with one that didn't travel. So we could have flown other players over. It's since, we believe, expert also came out that it wasn't a decision by the organising committee, it was a unilateral decision by the General Secretary of CONIFA. There appeared to be only one other member of the organising committee aware of the decision he made. We were asked to leave the room so they could vote. Brower were not present. So obviously we put the case forward, complaining about what they had done. They were not there to defend it. And then, believe it or not, the vote came back that we were in the wrong and Brower were in the right. Which, obviously, we've been correct. According to the rules, they were playing an eligible player, and the two results that they'd had when that player played would have been a reversal to a 3-0 defeat, which would have meant Ellen Bannon had qualified for the quarterfinals. Should also say, JP, the player they brought in was a Libyan international who plays in the African Champions League, so hardly a man off the street. We would also doubt that he actually is Brower, but that's a separate issue and not for us to take up. So we then immediately asked to appeal the decision. We were again brought down to a meeting in the afternoon. We again presented our case, left the room, and we were left to sit upstairs in the hotel for 3 hours. Heard absolutely nothing. We then received a tweet from one of the other teams saying, congratulations, your complaint has been upheld. So we thought, all right, we're back in. We obviously didn't sort of broadcast that. We haven't had it officially. Waited another hour, still didn't hear anything from CONIFA. Eventually, I messaged the president of CONIFA and said, what are we to do? He said, oh, go back to your hotel. Because we're having another management meeting at 7 o'clock. Didn't tell us what it was about. We left, and as we were travelling back, we received notification that an email had come through an official statement by Khalifa, saying they'd have a further meeting and a further vote, and removed our appeal on the basis of Khalifa making a mistake with the way the votes were counted. So they actually then went back to the original decision in the morning. Now, we obviously were not given the chance to present our appeal to some new people that attended the evening meeting. It is, honestly, I've never heard anything like it. And we have now set in a further official complaint saying that they've not adhered to the rules, that the meeting was incorrectly held, that we were not given the chance to present to the management committee, the fact that the general secretary was allowed to vote when he was party, an interested party in what had happened. Plus, from what we gather, he carried quite a lot of proxy votes from other teams who didn't attend any of the meetings. So, it's just a farce. The whole thing is an absolute farce, really.
It does sound a bit like that, and so galling as well with all the positivity coming out of Khalifa in the lead-up to this. We'll just leave that there a second, Malcolm, and we'll be back after this next track of music.